Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's a 19-and-a-half-year-old website, by the way, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chris Bishop is our guest, our good friend, new to the show, and good friend of our buddy, Brian Mattermore. Chris has had a number of years, like me, Chris. You've reinvented yourself. I've reinvented myself a bunch of times. I think, of course, I've done it partially by design and partially out of once or twice requirement. But but anyway, Chris Folks is a technology expert. He's a futurist, and we've asked him to join us connect some dots for us. Chris, one of the things I'd like for you to do for us on the technology side, I believe that whatever small business owners are supposed to be doing tomorrow, a week from now, or a year from now, or 5 years from now, is going to be found in one place and one place only. Not in the technology, but in what the customers expect from those businesses. And so my point is the technology is going to be on the other side of the customer. Because the customers are adopting the technology, and then they're expecting companies to serve them around the technology that they're aware of, like applications or like chats or on the website or whatever. Talk to us about some of the things that they can do to do a better job of finding out what customer expectations are.
Okay, and I would say at a macro level too, to follow on to your point, Jim, I think the degree to which you can make the technology transparent or invisible even, that's a sort of philosophical perspective, but I think that's ideally how you want to do it. I think you also have to be aware that technology solutions need to be ideally sort of platform or form factor agnostic, and by that I mean people are going to get to data on their phones, on their Chromebooks, on their Macs, however, on their watch. So you have to be aware that people are going to interact with you and your business in lots of different kinds of
and that's settings. Where the expectations are.
Yeah. So, and the thing I would say that's great about where we are today in terms of technology, and so it ties back to social media writ large, is that you can get feedback from your customers quickly and transparently and candidly about, what they like and don't like about your product or service. I mean, I think of when I speak to university students about sort of multiple careers and the change in corporate communications, one of the things I love to cite is the fact that when Thomas Friedman, quite a well-known author and New York op-ed contributor, writes a column for the paper, you can go in and weigh in. You can say, Tom, I think you're way off base, or Tom, I guess is brilliant, or some perspective in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to provide that kind of facility and capability to your customers, however they do it. It may be text, it may be a feedback form on a website, it might be some other way, a phone number. I mean, just sort of cutting the ability to cut a broader swath using technology to facilitate interaction with customers, get a sense of what they want, what they like, what they don't like, how you can improve your portfolio.
Anything that can help small business owners have a conversation with their customers. Any technology that you can find, any applications that you can find that will help you get closer to your customer expectations. Because the point I make, Chris, is long before customers know whether you're competitive or not, your price, your delivery, your service, your colors, long before that, they've ruled you in or out because you were irrelevant to their expectations.
Yeah.
So that's a higher level, that's a higher ask that businesses have. And what you're talking about is there's capability out there. There's technology, there's software, there's applications that can help you do that, help you aggregate that information.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I want to mention sort of along with that is that, you know, as things move to the cloud, sort of tied to our device agnostic discussion, I mean, it becomes easier, again, to use these kinds of tools. So the days of having a huge fat client on your laptop that you've got to constantly update is expensive and can be time-consuming to manage. And nowadays, fantastic tools like Google Docs and Yammer and Slack, Enterprise Social, allow companies to collaborate and build solutions and interact with customers in real time much more easily.
Well, there's no question about it. Now, this is where my old school comes in. We use the heck out of cloud, but for me, it's not either or; it's both and.
Yeah.
It's hard drive and cloud.
Yeah, I mean, I would say backup and
belt, charger, belt and again, suspenders.
Yeah, well, there you go, for sure. But I mean, the cloud thing, the great thing about that is you can do it from wherever, and that's also the millennial perspective and Gen Z coming up behind them, right? I mean, I spoke to a young IBMer, this woman who works in a millennial core at headquarters, has day-to-day contact with Ginni Rometty, the CEO, and her perspective is, as long as I can get on the network, I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. So, no, in fact, and if you're going to find the best talent in the future, you're going to have to be able to work like that. Hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
I'd love to come back. Thanks for the invite, Jim.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having you here. Hope you had fun. Let's do it again real soon.
Absolutely.
Give us the website one more time, please.
It's improvisingcareers.com.
All right, so check it out. When's your book coming out?
I have a proposal. I'm starting to shop, actually.
Well, we expect to launch it on the show.
All right, that'd be great.
Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.